This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2119. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 30th, Abkhazia, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Bhutan, Brazil, Canada, Canary Islands, China, Cote d'Ivoire, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Egypt, Germany, India, Korea South, Malaysia, Netherlands, Peru, Russia, Ukraine, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, first may I wish all my listeners and contributors a very happy new year, and may it be much better than the last one. Please, take care of yourself and each other. About Abkhazia, which may or may not be part of Georgia, more to last week's report of Abkhaz Radio on 9534.8 variable. Also reported by Roman Pankov in Bulgaria, in Rus DX, he says he was hearing it between 12 and 13 UT on December 22nd and 23rd, and also on the air between 04 and 08 UT, mostly in Abkhazian, but with certain portions in Russian. The power is supposedly 5 kilowatts, but to him it sounds more like 50. LRA 36 Antarctica is still showing up in the summer down there on Wednesdays. I heard it again December 29th from TuneIn at 1419 via remote in Brazil, but never audible direct, until it went off at 1532. Using his remote receiving setup at Masset, B.C., Walt Salmaniv says, I've heard my first South American pirate. It's on 6934.88, eventually identified as AD-149. This was Xmas Eve at 0343 UT. At HF Underground and Black Cat Systems, Chris Smolinski says, it does QSL and it sends SSTV. In Maryland, Chris was also hearing it at midnight 3 UT, December 26th on 6934.9 AM. In Rusty X, Sergei in Latvia refers to a Wikipedia page about the Australian medium wave station 2BH in Broken Hill. Its building is in the form of an antique radio receiver. Take a look. Jen of Colorado in Florida, who does a broadcast via Unique Radio Australia, notifies us of a New Year's Eve broadcast, a special, it's like a DX test, from 09 until 10 UT. And I think she means January 1st rather than December 31st by Universal Time. There will be 4 15-minute segments with a CWID spelling out Unique Radio Australia and various tones and music and voiceover announcements. That is on the Unique Radio low-power USB frequency 5035. QSLs are offered. Reports go to manager at uniqueradio.info. Easier to hear, but still a challenge, is another Australian low-power, Radio 4KZ on 5055. Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach in California has been observing when it cuts off the air. On December 30th, it was at 25 seconds past 09:57, while the day before it was 5 seconds later. So they're on a timer automatically set for 5 seconds earlier from one day to the next. On December 27th, Ron Howard also reports 6035, Bhutan Broadcasting Service. In past years, I was able to pull this in at my local sunset during the winter DX season. But this December, checking between midnight 50 and 0115 UT, nothing at all heard on 6035. It seems now they are really off the air. Radio Voz Missionaria provides the best signal on 31 meters from Brazil. Its frequency nominally 9665, but it's been creeping upwards for a long time and continues to do so. I've been remeasuring it to see if there is a constant rate of upward creep, but it has been varying. As of December 29th at 0311, it was on 9666.468. They have good modulation with lots of music, which does not always sound religious. On December 25th, Andy Robbins in Kalamazoo says, CFVP 6030 heard in Southwest Michigan. The usual comedy bits, courtesy of Funny 1060, at 19:30 UT, occasionally rising to S6. No sign of Radio Marti or Cuban Jammer at this time. First time I've been able to log this mighty 100 water from my home location. A nice Xmas present. On December 28th, Harold Sellers in BC, who is the QSL manager for CFVP, says it was heard December 28th at 19:26 with a Bell Media plug. Stand-up comedy routine, very good at his location. He says Radio Marti is now on the air from 01 until 05 UT on 6030, allowing reception of Calgary before 0100. And another report of it from Mike Bew in Austin, Texas, but at quite a different time. He says, peaking to a fair signal at 1349 UT, with comedy routines, of course. At that time, no Marti or Jammer had faded out. The Canary Islands station called Coast FM is being reported again in Europe and the British TX Club. David Mappin heard it on 6205 at 1948 UT, December 26th. But where is it being transmitted from? Dave Kenny replies, somewhere in Ireland or the UK, apparently reactivated after some time. Also in UK, Alan Rose says, I've noticed recently that the English service of China Radio International now seems to be identifying as CGTN Radio. Not sure if this is at all times, but I haven't been hearing either China Plus or CRI IDs recently. Also, as of December 14th, they have a new worldwide broadcast program schedule on the web, which seems to coordinate with AM 846 in Beijing. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan explains, referring to an article at chcn.github.io, China Radio Plus, the global English service of China Radio International, was renamed CGTN Radio on December 14th. The slogan of the service, Connecting with China and the World, was replaced with Hear the Difference, which corresponds to CGTN's slogan, See the Difference. Also, the percentage of CGTN radio in the contents of the 24-hour English AM service in Beijing, 846 with 10 kilowatts, has been increased. CGTN is the abbreviation of China Global Television Network, which was set up on December 31st, 2016, for Chinese Global TV propaganda. I say, what an awkward abbreviation instead of CRI. But at least in the Russian language service, they are still identifying as Международное Радио Китая. According to a YouTube recording that Frank Bast found, it was made in Japan at 18 UT on the reactivated high-power frequency 1521 kHz. Ivory Coast Non, which we're required to call Côte d'Ivoire, there is a pirate in Europe called Radio Augusta International on 1611 kHz. Heard December 26 from 2243 until sign off at 2300. Says Alan Pennington in the British TX Club. It's a 24/7 internet station based in the Ivory Coast, with studios also elsewhere, according to an EQSL. The medium wave transmitter, of course, is not in the Ivory Coast. It is guessed to be in France, Belgium, or the Netherlands. Christian Gibaudot in Nice, France, says he's been hearing it since the end of November, but low-power stations in Belgium or the Netherlands are not possible. He thinks it might be in northern Italy. However, Roger in Germany did a TDOA direction finding and found it led to an area around Amsterdam. Anyhow, the operator says he is in the Ivory Coast, where radio laws are lax. Lots of examples I could cite about something always being wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, but here's just one, since it's been a while since these have upshown. The FM-ish, extremely distorted spur blobs out of the 13700 transmitter. They were back December 27th. With an F-sharp tone and some program modulation. 13700 was 10 over 9, but these were somewhat weaker. All three of them went off at 1604.5, that is, the blobs around 13636 and 13764, plus and minus about 64 kilohertz. Ron Howard in California is still hearing that Caribbean area hamnet, which plays music on 7110 LSB. It starts around 11 UT, but on December 26th, he was still hearing it at 11:59, but with strong over-the-horizon radar interference, ranging from 7005 to 7185. We previously determined that the ham controlling the net and playing the music was in the Dominican Republic. Something still egregious in Egypt, Radio Cairo continues to transmit a strong signal but with little or no or terrible modulation during the supposedly English sesquia hour from 2115, which is off frequency about 9899.598. I was still hearing that during checks December 27th and 29th. But some of our contributors have been trying to get through to Radio Cairo and help them solve the problem. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight got a reply. Thank you very much for your reception reports. We are doing our best to improve our system, said the Propagation Department. And on December 30th, Dan Robinson got this reply. Your comments have been transferred to the Engineering Department. We'll contact them once again. Thank you for your interest in our transmission. Manuel Mendez forwards the latest newsletter from Channel 292 in Germany. Finally, in 2021, we could finish our lawsuit against the transmitter site in Kahl, Germany. Already some years ago, Kahl was located as the source of jamming of our frequencies 3955 and 6070, according to the Bundesnetzagentur, BNA. Even during this lawsuit still in progress, we were still jammed on 3955, and again the BNA located Kahl as the perpetrator. Now the person in charge of the transmitters signed in court a declaration to cease and desist, enforced by penalty. So we hope that this bollocks is finally stopped. Last week I previewed some New Year's specials, which I won't repeat now, but here are some more which might be of use if you're hearing this in time. The Observable Gary S. Studio 52 will be on 5990 via Nauen, Germany, which means it's 100 kilowatts, December 31st from 12 to 14 UT in English and Dutch on that Friday only. The Xmas Eve special for German mariners around the world, Gruß an Bord, had a number of problems. First, I noticed that 15770 was not carrying it from 18 UT as scheduled, but 6080 from Uzbekistan was putting the best signal back into Europe. Although some frequencies did carry German starting at 18 UT, Harald Kuhl reported to the British Jazz Club that the first hour in German was not the proper program, Gruß an Bord. He phoned them and they got it corrected by 1900. It was not until after 2000 that 15770 joined in with Gruß an Bord at least part of the time. They were all supposed to stop at 21 UT this year before the Christmas Mass, but 15770 stayed with it more than another hour, relaying Norddeutscher Rundfunk. Kai Ludwig also reported on this, and Richard Langley summarized these problems in detail. Another German program or station is reported by Alan Rowe in the UK, December 30th, from before 06 UT on 3985, a strong signal. It's identifying as Ahrtal Radio, that is A-H-R-T-A-L, referring to the Ahr Valley, which I gather was hit by flooding some time ago. It was soon confirmed to be coming from the Kahl transmitter site of shortwave service in Germany. Lots more about this in a press release in German via Roger in Germany. It seems it was on the air to send a top 860 hit parade with AHR in the middle from December 27th to 31st, around 5 to 18 UT on 3985. Quite a brouhaha in Assam, as All India Radio was believed to be closing down all its medium-wave transmitters. Oh, that was a bit of an exaggeration. Mike Cooper's rounded up several press reports about this, including the Assam Tribune of December 21st. Decision to merge All India Radio, Guwahati's two channels, draws criticism. Namely, Guwahati A is being taken off the air, and some of its programming apparently will be still carried on Guwahati B, effective December 31st. It seems the old 100-kilowatt transmitter, which is on 729 kilohertz, by the way, the stories never mention that, is no longer serviceable. While Guwahati B is still on the air, 20 kilowatts listed on 1035. Last week, Ron Howard was pleased to be hearing some good audio from All India Radio Jaipur on 5040. But by this week, December 29th and 30th, various checks between 10 and 14 UT, he says there was an open carrier with no audio at all. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 2119. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week to Richard Terry Colgan in Texas, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO, @yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ron Howard in California reports on the jump around frequencies each week from the clandestines from South to North Korea. As of Monday, December 27th, VOH heard on 3985, 4880, 5995, 6245, 6350, and 9095. No North Korean jamming yet. That was at 1140 UT, including an English language lesson, also at 1239 with news in English and Korean. The Voice of the People was on 3910, 3930, 3480, reactivated, 4450, 6520, and 6600 at 1145. The single frequency of Voice of Freedom was 5920 at 12 UT, December 25th. The North Korean super jamming against that remains on its alternate frequency, currently not used, 6045. Ron also notes that Shoka's ARC breeze is normally in English on Wednesdays only on 6085 between 13 and 14 UT. But not this week on December 29th. It was a year-end special in Japanese only, consisting of poetry. The poetry was by an exile from North Korea to the South, John Jing Sung, titled I Sell My Daughter for 100 Won. About Sarawak FM Malaysia 9835, Ron Howard says, I heard an ID that was new to me, Sarawak FM Be Happy. This was December 19th at 1026 on 9835. Kari Kallio in Finland forwards news from Delta Radio International in the Netherlands about their plans for the new year. It would be on the air December 31st, January 1st and 2nd. And in the new year would change at least two things, a new frequency testing on 41 meters, 7340, and a new transmitter for 6020 with more carrier power. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil says he hears Radio Logos, Peru, on weekends around midnight, 20 UT. He hears it best on 4808 to avoid that utility noise above 4810. But we find the carrier is still right at 4810. The noise is FUF, the French Navy in Martinique. It's called STANAG, STANAG. So it's best to tune for Logos in lower sideband. Walt Salmaniev says the Russian pirate on 3940 was audible at his remote location in Masset, B.C., where he has huge antennas, December 27th at 0445, just above the threshold with a monologue or a dialogue, presumably in Russian, thought to be transmitting from Kaliningrad. Ron Howard says Solomon Islands Broadcasting has been silent for a long time now. He keeps checking for it before and after 11 UT on its known frequencies, 5020 or 9545. Not heard December 29th or 30th. From what's left of Ukraine, the government there broadcasts into Crimea on 648 kHz. It's at Chonhar with 25 kilowatts per the handbook, called Radio Crimea Realities in translation. In Rusty X, from then of Radio DX, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria says they were already finishing transmissions at 17 UT. And they have been on the air starting at 13. Apparently they have reduced their schedule due to the budget. And in the Handbook of Radio Broadcasting in Russian, Alexander Bereshkin says, this program is prepared by Radio Liberty in cooperation with Ukrainian radio in Russian and partly Ukrainian. As previewed last week, I was able to hear the temporary experimental transmitter on 486 kHz, commemorating the early Fessenden broadcast. This was December 25th after 02 UT, not direct, but using a remote receiver in Bakersville, North Carolina, not too far from its location, Forest, Virginia. At 0227, I recorded this ID followed by some Carol-like music.
This is WI2XLQ in Forest, Virginia, on 486 kHz.
A Another broadcast was scheduled for December 31st at 20 UT for another 24 hours. I'm not often pleased when World of Radio is replaced by something else, although them's the breaks. But here's something with which I am not too displeased because it looks interesting. Starting immediately, the Midnight 30 UT Sunday broadcast on 5950 is replaced by Postcard Panorama. It's produced by Tammy Walker. Read more about it at her website, postcardpanorama.com. In any event, World of Radio is still on another frequency at the same time, 7730 plus several other repeats. A bit later on UT Sunday, January 2nd on 5950, starting at 02 UT, WRMI airs Texas Radio Shortwave Coronavirus Program from March 2020, according to publicity, via Terry Colgan. It's a recreation of a program relayed by pirate stations then. The Red Dirt program originally scheduled will be 1 week later, January 9th. It may be hard to obtain a hard copy of the Voice of America calendar for 2022, but it may be downloaded almost 3 megabytes in PDF from the website, Yimber Gaviria reported to the WRTH FB group. Personnel of many language services are portrayed, but none of them are named. Now portions of a commentary by Ben Cobb titled As the World Turns. It appears in full in the World of Radio IO group, of course. He says, Glenn, it would seem like 2021 would end with no FCC action on the three mysterious entities requesting licenses under the umbrella of international broadcasting, but likely involved in sending private messages to trading clients in Europe and Asia. In fact, there has been action of a sort. Two of those applicants are still waiting to receive construction permits. The third, Terms Tech, that's T-U-R-M-S, part of Terms Holdings, a subsidiary of MCore Securities of New York, already has a construction permit and says it has built a 10-kilowatt DRM station in New Jersey. Terms requested the call sign WIPE. It is listed with the FCC, but Terms has no license to operate this station yet. FCC is apparently not clear about whether Terms intends to use WIPE for conventional broadcasting, the only type of transmission permitted under the rules for HF stations. Terms originally told FCC it will engage in broadcast and data services, and broadcast of financial, economic news and data through distribution of programs generally prepared on the basis of requests by clients. Clear as mud, if broadcasting business news on shortwave to DRM receivers is profitable, you'd think that WTWW, WRMI, WBCQ, WWRB, etc., would have discovered that years ago. And what's that about data? FCC rules are plain that HFBC stations are for broadcasting to the public. There is no exemption to that requirement, whether the broadcast is audio for listening or data for decoding. So to clarify the issues, on December 3rd, 5 FCC staff members asked WIPE's consulting engineer if he could answer a few questions. Presumably after consulting with his client Terms, he later provided FCC these answers. The target we're looking for is global news and financial information, CNBC-style programs. No encryption will be used. This is a general broadcast. No contract will be required for the reception. A DRM receiver will be required for both audio and data, and will not be used to rebroadcast other HF signals. Ben Cobb says the FCC question about contract is especially pertinent. FCC considers broadcasting to require no contract between transmitting and receiving parties. A private data operation would involve such a contract, usually for some kind of subscription or other fee. So what should we believe? WIPE will not engage in private data communications, but will pursue a sketchy business plan. On December 23rd, RF engineer Alex Pilosoff submitted a detailed objection, his second, to the Terms application. What Terms claims is that a company without any experience in broadcasting decides to construct the first international broadcast station in 20 years dedicated to financial news programming and data broadcast to the general public, foregoing any subscription revenues, but somehow able to recoup the setup costs by broadcast operations alone. The second possibility, apparent from digging into the facts and associated entities, is that Terms instead lacked candor in its filings, and that its application for international broadcast is merely a pretext for private data transmission business, says Pilosoff. And Ben Cobb concludes, if and when WIPE goes on the air on 9650, 11850, 13720, and 15450. DRM monitoring by the S2RL community should help establish the facts about any possible encrypted or otherwise non-public, non-broadcast emissions from this station. Alex, N8UCN, rounds up some AM stations which have officially announced they are going dark, mostly by the end of the year, so hurry to hear them if possible. 870 WFLO in Farmville, Virginia, ceasing Friday, December 31st. 1280 KDKD, Clinton, Missouri, signs off at 5:15 p.m. Central, 23:15 UT on December 31st. 1600 KOGT, Orange, Texas, ceases operation sometime on December 31st. And 1480 WGVU, Grand Rapids, Michigan, signs off on Friday, January 7th. A good place for more info about these is RadioInsight.com, where we see that the last station, WGVU, also has a satellite going off, 850 WGVS in Muskegon, Michigan. In the medium wave circle, Andrew Braid in the UK comments, "Sadly, this is a trend we've been seeing throughout this year. A quick count shows 45 licensed stations have either voluntarily surrendered license or had it canceled by the FCC, mostly due to being silent for longer than the FCC licensing conditions permit. COVID has often been cited as the cause of closure." Les Rayburn of the Courtesy Program Committee announces a special DX test from KJJR 880 in Whitefish, Montana, Saturday morning, January 8th, at midnight Mountain Time, running for 2 hours, that is 07 to 09 UT. The chief engineer will be performing regular maintenance. Listeners will hear Morse code IDs at different speeds, sweep tones, telephone off-hook indicators, long-duration tones, music jingles, and more. The daytime power level will be running at 10 kilowatts. There are very strict rules for how to acquire a QSL, which has been widely distributed. In the Minnesota DX Club, Ron Bohm reports on 1470 AM, KMNQ in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Has the program manager gone crazy or rogue? Christmas evening, I heard the strangest programming that I've ever heard in years and was still going two nights later. Commercial-free, a steady stream of avant-garde spoken word, exotic noise, sound clips, and sometimes the ramblings of a madman. I guess ownership or programming is in transition, but the program manager going crazy is entertaining to ponder. Paul Stopp replies, "You're hearing a common occurrence when radio stations make a format change, as planned here. They'll often play a tape like that to get attention for a week or 10 days before the new format, to get people to tune in because they're curious about what they are hearing." Lurie Will forwards news that Dave Hughes, operator of the long-running DCRTV.com, the radio and TV news site for Washington, D.C. and vicinity, died of natural causes December 27th at age 63. He will be missed. One more very perishable item. In the British DS Club, Christian Gibodo says there will be a New Year's Eve special broadcast from Vatican Radio, 1555 to 1740 UT, Vespers from St. Peter's Basilica, in Italian on 6125, Portuguese on 7230, French on 9805, and English on 7425. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels January 16th, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4. Solar flux has been mostly above 100, expected to bottom out at 90 January 5th and 6th, and rise to 130 by January 18th. Onward into the future. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 2119, with a standard disclaimer.